Welcome to Feminist Magazine, Dale Griffith Stamos.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about the play that you wrote.
Well, it is a play about a philosophy professor who ends up in a sticky kind of relationship, shall we say, with her TA.
Teaching assistant.
Yes, her teaching assistant, exactly.
So are teaching assistants normally, of age of consent, as they say?
Oh, yes. We're talking about, in this case, a 28-year-old young man.
Because we've heard an awful lot about high school teachers, molesting their younger students.
Right.
And, of course, we've heard a lot about male college professors dating and or even marrying their students. But we haven't heard much about college professors messing around with their graduate students.
Well, what's interesting about all of this is the fact that this has been going on for a long time. And it mostly, as you put it, it's mostly been a male to female, older professor, male professor to younger female, either student or possibly graduate student, type of relationship. And I think that times have changed in a lot of ways, but one of the ways is that we are now looking, at least in my play, and in fact in real life too, at more situations in which you have this issue of an attraction happening between a teaching assistant or a student who's in college with a female professor who, in this case, we're also doing the difference in ages. She's 40 years old. Her student, who feels this attraction towards her, is 28. So a lot of things, I purposely flipped things around in this play, and I flipped other issues as well, one of which is that I tried to make the issue in the play, the philosophical issue, is between rationalism and romanticism, the issues of the heart and issues of the mind. And the rationalist in this play is the woman. She's the rationalist, and he, in fact, is the romantic. And I wanted to do that on purpose because of the fact that in so many real life relationships, that really is the way it is, that the rational element is brought in by the woman, not necessarily by the man.
Well, so many folks say that, women are totally relationship oriented and men are totally work oriented.
Yes, and I went completely against that idea because one of the things about Elizabeth Drewer, who is our main character, who, by the way, is played by our wonderful actress Sharon Lawrence, who's doing absolute bang-up job for us.
I loved Sharon Lawrence in NYPD Blue.
Oh, she's amazing. And she is Elizabeth Drewer. I can't say more than that. She's just, has become this character, body and soul. And one of the things I really wanted to emphasize for those women like myself who feel that we are our work. In other words, it doesn't mean we don't have relationships. We have relationships with our husbands, with our children that are very valuable to us. But our work is very much who we are. And that's what Elizabeth is like. She is a philosopher. It's so much a part of the fabric of who she is that when this young man comes along, this isn't just about romance. This is about the fact that he challenges her philosophy of life so that she has to look at what has guided her in terms of both her work and her life, all of these years, and she has to reevaluate.
Tell me a little bit about where your show is showing.
Mm-hmm. It's at the Edgemoor Center for the Arts. Edgemoor Center for the Arts, which is in Santa Monica, on Main Street in Santa Monica, close to Pico Boulevard. And there are two stages there. We are in what's called the second stage. And we are going to be opening January 20th.
And you've generously given us some tickets to give away for the Thursday night preview, January 19th at 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
But tell me a little bit about when you're opening.
We are opening two nights, well, one night after that, we are opening on January 20th, which is a Friday. We will be running from Friday through Sunday, so we'll be running Friday, Saturday, always at 7:30 at night, which is important because a lot of people go to the theater at 8 o'clock, but we are doing a 7:30 show. Fridays and Saturdays, and on Sunday we do a 3 o'clock show.
And in case they don't get tickets when we're giving them away in a few minutes, how do they get tickets if they'd like to buy them?
The best way to get the tickets is to call Edgemoor's box office. And that phone number is 392. That's a 310 area code.
310.
Mm-hmm. 392-7327. And they will take all the information and get back to them. Their box office is open a number of hours during the day, but they can even leave a message.
So that's 310-392-7327 if you'd like to buy tickets.
That's
but you have very generously given us 10 pairs of tickets for the Thursday night preview on January 19th at 7:30 p.m. So if you're one of the next 10 callers at 818-985-5735, that's 818-985-KPFK, you can have a pair of tickets to this show. What's the name of the show again?
The name of the show is Dialectics of the Heart.
Dialectics of the Heart.
Yes.
What a great title.
Yes. Well, dialectics is a term in philosophy about bringing opposites together, and some kind of new synthesis comes out of that union of opposites.
Great. Well, thank you so much for all this information. Talk a little bit more while we're waiting for these phone calls to come in about the whole issue of the age differential, because I've always been fascinated that nobody thinks it's a big deal when older men date younger women, and yet all of a sudden it's a major big deal when older women date younger men.
Isn't that always the way it is? There seems to be a double standard going there, doesn't there? I did also very purposely do that, again, trying to flip expectations a little bit, but also because I think this concept that it only happens in one direction is false. I mean, again, I've spoken to a number of female professors who have said that this is not so unusual, that it's the same kind of thing, in the same way that a younger male student might admire the mind and the ideas and the charisma of an older professor, a male professor, female to male. That can happen the other way too, where a male student, in fact, that's exactly what happens in the play, because this young man is as attracted to Elizabeth's mind. There's a mind-to-mind kind of meeting between them, and that does happen at universities. It's not unheard of, and so people just walk around with these assumptions, like we all do, that this only happens one way, when in fact it really does happen both ways.
Well, a whole lot of folks say that, you know, the bottom line is, you know, sexual harassment policies have made it impossible for people in the workplace to even date each other, to even think about romance with each other, and in fact an awful lot of couples meet in the workplace because we're so work-oriented.
Right. And, you know, that's very much dealt with in this play as well, because one of the reasons why this has become sort of a hot-button issue is that there was a professor that was actually fired for having had a relationship with a student, and there were sexual harassment suits brought against him, even though he had claimed that this was a consensual relationship. And so now universities all across the nation are codifying rules about the relationships between students and professors, when it was always kind of, not always, but most of the time off the books. It was not talked about. It was generally frowned upon, but it was not regulated. Now things are changing very rapidly in the last 5 years because of sexual harassment issues. They are now regulating these relationships between professors and students.
Well, your play, Dialectics of the Heart, is opening at the Edgemoor Theater. Edgemoor Theater. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
The Edgemoor box office number, in case you didn't get tickets, is 310-392-7327. And the play is called Dialectics of the Heart. And I've been talking with the playwright, Dale Griffith Stamos. Thank you so much for talking with me tonight on Feminist Magazine. I'm looking forward to seeing your show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
We're going to take a brief musical break, and I'll be right back with Susan Feidelberg, author of The Net Worth Workout.